Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris coming into your homes. Amen. So late at night, even if you're on the highway, driving from work or going to a destination, it's good to know that God is on your side. It is good to know that I don't care what it looks like, amen, what situation you are facing, you need to know for sure that God has already worked it out for you. A lot of times, amen, I'll be in a dilemma, amen, praise God, battling, praise God, warfaring, amen, praise God. And just before daybreak, God has already resolved my issue. He has, amen, praise God, presented that ram in the bush, praise God. He has proved to the enemy that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, praise God. And I go on and start my day, amen, knowing that God has already got it worked out, praise God. A lot of times, praise God, I might have an issue. And I say, well, I'm going to say this to that person or say that to that person. And then God give me that inner peace. But you don't have to speak nothing to them. All you have to do is just tell me and I'll handle it. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. He's wonderful counselor. Almighty God. Amen. The Prince of Peace. Amen. Praise God. There is no other name. No other God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All these so-called prophets and all these that then prophesied that the world was going to end and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. The Bible says the greatest counsel is in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Nobody can outwit him. Satan can't outsmart him. Satan cannot defeat him. When Satan see him, he runs. Amen. And I'm a witness. I've seen this in action. I'm not saying anything to say it, but I've seen this in action. When you got something ahead of you, always make your mind remember that what's ahead of you has already been resolved. Stop going around and saying, when is God going to do this and when is God? As soon as you prayed, God did. As soon as you thought about it, God took care of it. As soon as you believe that he can do it, God had already moved upon the situation and made Satan's work dead. He'll kill out the enemy for you. Praise God. My thought is, amen, praise God, hunger and thirst after righteousness, and you will be filled. I want you to listen to this.
Thank you.
Praise God. Draw me deeper, Lord. Deeper, Lord, in you. We just thank God, amen, for what he's getting ready to do, and ask him to add a blessing to the reading of the word. Amen. Praise God. I'm coming out of the book of St. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 6, it said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then in the book of Amos, it said, behold, the day shall come. Thank you, Jesus. Said the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to see this word, amen, praise God, the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and the young men faint of thirst. We, as the body of Christ, most of us go to church every Sunday, hear what the pastor has to say. And as soon as we get out of church, we don't forget the word. We won't pick it back up, amen, till the next Sunday. And most of the time when he tells us to open up the book to read right along with him sometime or her, amen, praise God, we have already made the decision where we can hear the word from the pastor. But God said there is getting ready to become a time when there is going to be a famine in the land. And a famine means that you are in hunger. You are hungry. You're not receiving the food that you need in order to sustain yourself from day to day, from week to week, from month to month. Or the food that you're getting, amen, is not going to be of a nutritional value. And it's not going to carry you out, amen, because of various health problems, various issues. But there's a famine, amen, that's coming upon America right now. Amen. It's been in process for a while now. And all over the world, amen, praise God, where people are beginning to hunger, and they have decided to go out in the world and fulfill that hunger through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pleasures of life. But Moses decided, when he had matured enough to know that everything his mother had told him during the time that she would nourish him for Pharaoh's sister, that it would be to his advantage not to have and take on the pleasures of the world. So he let all of Egypt go in order to follow God. And God allowed him to be taken to the backside of the desert. And there he wanted to learn about the God that his mother told him about. And he began to hunger and thirst after this righteous God. And God met him on the backside of the desert, praise God, in a flame of fire, where that burning bush was. It could not be quenched. It could not, water couldn't quench it. Nothing could touch it, because it was the fire from God, amen, that would keep the nutrients, the food, the source burning, amen, praise God, in Moses' life so that he could do the righteous will of God. When we were created, God planted a seed of righteousness on the inside of us. And that seed was to grow. Amen. Praise God. And feed us and sustain us so that we could have eternal life. Praise God. But because of sin, because of what Satan did with Adam and Eve, he corrupted that seed. And God had to turn back around and bring it to its original state. Tonight, saints, amen, there are a lot of you that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness because you've been in a famine for so long. Problems in your marriage, problems in your home, children on drugs, various issues that's coming up. You can't keep a job. You don't know why. You pay your tithes, and you go around and you do good towards people at all times, but you never see the fruits of them because there is something that's holding you back, and that's the devil. The Bible said a thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, and he works on the mind. The mind is where the famine first started. And in order to receive that word, people are going to look for it. They're going to search for it because they're going to understand and see that nothing that the worldly system, nothing that this demonic system has done has caused them to reach the pinnacle of life with God. And it can only be reached by a righteous life. You can't go in raggedy. When you go in raggedy, that means the seeds are corrupt and the land won't produce. The only way that you can go in is by way of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in his word, no man can come to me except the Father send him. And no man can go to the Father except I send them to the Father. I'm paraphrasing it. But at the same time, if you don't reach your goal by searching out, by asking God to interrupt, to destroy this void that's in your life, that's causing you, amen, not to receive the blessings of the Lord, but to walk in a famine state all of your life because you're not hungering and thirsting after righteousness. The hunger means that there is something missing. The hunger means that you're not getting the nutritional value out of your life because you have not been fed by God. So the more you pull on him, the more you cry out to him, the more you search for him, the more you ask him to come in, the more you cry out, even in the wee hours of the night, and you pull on him until you get down to the depths of him. Like Jacob said, amen, when he wrestled with God, my God, Jacob wouldn't let him go. We don't need to let God go. You got a problem? Go to God. You got issues in your flesh? Go to God. You need financial blessings? Go to God. Don't give up. Don't go out there and do unrighteous acts because Satan is unrighteous. He's perverted. All he want to do is destroy what you're trying to build up so the famine can stay before you at all times. But saints is so corrupt today. Amen. And praise God, in the future it's going to be where the word won't be given out. I just read it to you. I just told you God's word is true. He cannot lie. I wouldn't even speak it if it wasn't from God. But it's going to become a time. We not may not feel the crunch, but our seeds might feel it. But if they don't get down to eating and partaking of the things of God, that famine is going to destroy them, because the famine will always cause you to run to the system, which can never prove itself to be worthy, because it's made up of demonic oppression, the government, the laws, the enacting of them, the way they have already set it up. But see, God set it up way before we did, the laws. Being kingdom children, we're supposed to have the righteousness of God. Don't cheat, don't steal, don't lie, don't have sex without marriage. Don't covet, no homosexuality, no unrighteous acts, no cross dresses, no unrighteous acts. So when you begin to hunger and thirst after God, then all of those unrighteous acts that brought in your famine will begin to fall off, and you will begin to receive. You will be the recipient of holiness and righteousness and truth that causes you to be blessed. Amen. Deuteronomy tells you you're going to be blessed. Amen. If you follow after God. God spoke about Abraham and how he was blessed even before he got circumcised. But if we, amen, praise God, hunger and thirst after God and his righteousness, we shall be filled. And that's what we want, a filling. Amen. Praise God. In the inward man is where all life begins. Amen. That inward man, praise God, must be just like Jesus. It must have the mind of Christ. You can't put new wine in an old skin, because there's going to be a problem. But when you put new wine in new skin, both are able to walk in agreement and grow together. And when that wine begins to ferment, amen, praise God, that new wine skin is going to accept it. The new wine skin, amen, praise God, is our body. Amen. The wine is the soulless, amen, praise God. Not the soulless realm in essence, but the inward man, praise God, that have been renewed, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to take and you got to pull on God. When your heart is hurting, amen, praise God, you got to pull on God. The righteous seeds are planted in the heart. Amen. Praise God. And that heart has got the hunger and thirst after righteousness. The Bible said, our word have I hid in my heart, 119:11, that I might not sin against God. That righteousness is going to be, amen, presented, amen, in a way where, praise God, all you have to do is just continue to pull on him. Kill out that famine. Let, amen, the righteous seeds be planted, amen, and the tares be plucked up by the angels. Amen. It said, and it shall come to pass, thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments. Amen. When you hunger and thirst after the Lord God Almighty, you're going to do the things that he tells you to do. You're going to be obedient. Obedience better than sacrifice. You're going to allow that, amen, inward man to accept God, amen, and begin to mimic him, be a mirror image of him, so that, amen, you won't be in a famine state anymore, because the word is what heals. The word is what fills you. The word is what delivers you. The word is Jesus Christ, and his blood shed on Calvary, amen, makes a distinct identification, amen, for those that have a DNA check that Jesus truly is our Lord. He is our life sustainer, for without the blood shed, there is no remission of sin. Amen, praise God. And that blood makes an atonement for our souls, that, amen, down in our heart, in our inward man, in our heart, praise God, that blood is seen, amen, and it produces life where the enemy wanted to cause death. Famine causes death. When you don't have enough of the word of God, you can't preach it. You cannot teach it. You cannot live it. Amen. You cannot do anything to fight the enemy. The best way to fight the enemy is on your knees and try and quote those scriptures and telling the devil, you declare and decree life. You will no longer live in poverty. You will no longer have a husband to stay out all night. You will no longer, amen, watch your children be killed and destroyed by drugs and alcohol and all kind of unrighteous deeds. You will live out the lie because you have filled it with the righteousness of God. And it said, all these blessings shall come unto thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall thou baskets, and blessed is literally thy storehouses. Amen. Praise God. I'm trying to paraphrase that. Amen. Because, amen, praise God. Baskets could be, amen, praise God, our shopping baskets as we go grocery shopping. Blessed shall I be when thou comest in, and blessed shall I be when thou goest out. Amen. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Don't you want your enemies to flee? Hunger and thirst after righteousness. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you don't know righteousness, you need to ask knowledge to help you. If you don't know what righteousness is, you need to ask the Holy Ghost to teach you what righteousness is. It's God. It's all over God. That's why Adam hid in the garden. He lost his righteous state. He no longer sought after God after he fell, but he began to seek after Satan as being his God, his Lord, over him. And this dirty dog, amen, he did evil to Adam and his family, his seeds. And God had to wait until an appointed time come so that a righteous seed could come out of Adam's line. And it was first, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, Set and then Enoch, because Cain had killed Abel, and Cain was of the wicked one. We, as the body of Christ, need to pull on God like never before. We need to study that word. We need to literally adhere to it. Be glued to it. Just like you glued to the TV, just like you glued to wanting to get out there and run and do all kinds of unrighteous acts. This is the time now to see God, to pull on him. He's telling you, come and drink. Amen, praise God, of the waters that he has given, and you will not thirst. Amen. It's free. You don't have to buy this water. You don't have to drink. Amen, praise God. Water, amen, praise God, and eat foods that are contaminated, because God will keep you clean. When you are seeking after righteousness and you begin to retain the things that God has said in the word, you're going to be just like Jacob when I had started it. Amen, praise God. He said, if you bless me, after he had wrestled with God all night long and God touched the thigh, amen, praise God, and he walked with a limp all the rest of his life, there's a price that you have to pay in order to receive this righteousness. But if you, amen, hunger and thirst, amen, God is going to fill you. You're going to have to be like Jacob. Pull on him. Tell God, I don't understand. I don't want to leave you. I don't want to lie. I don't want to sin against you. I want to know this righteousness. I want to know how you live, God. Amen, so that I can make it, so that I can do the things that are, amen, praise God, pertaining to my livelihood, amen, praise God, and my soul. Amen, praise God. We should no longer, amen, praise God, be in the famine. Famine will kill you. We should no longer go out there and do our thing it'll kill you. We can no longer sin against God. It's killing us. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we as the body of Christ need to know how to pull on God. Pull on him. Tell him the truth. That's how I got, amen, where I am today. I told him the truth. Amen. Praise God. And when I told him the truth, amen, praise God, he honored me for that. You need the hunger. You need the thirst after righteousness so that you can be fed. Thank you, Jesus. He said in Isaiah 55, he said, "Ho, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money, come ye and buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price." He said, come on to me. Those that are seeking righteousness, those that are seeking eternal life. This earth that we in is going to dissolve. But all of a sudden, amen, praise God, you're going to see a new Jerusalem. Amen, praise God. A place where you will never have to hunger and thirst again. This is the word of God. If you don't come, you won't receive. If you don't thirst, you can't drink. The hunger and thirst after righteousness, you're going to put everything down. You're going to put that boyfriend down. You're going to put that girlfriend down. You're going to put that crack pipe down. You're going to put all of these various entities down that's been hindering your life. You're going to put the famine down so that you can receive God. The only way you're going to make it is to want God. Please seek after him. As the deer thirst, you thirst until you receive from God. Amen.